Oh, he's tweeting this morning, and he's on the phone with us. Good morning, President Trump.
Hello, sir.
Good morning, dork and idiot. Yeah. Hey, look, we need to make this quick, guys, because if one more member of my staff resigns during this interview, I win the West Wing office pool.
Well, we'll get to it then. Quite a week. You start with your call to Putin. He wins another term, but you're getting a lot of flack for this. Congratulations. Even after your advisors, they said, no, don't do it, and yet you're still defending your decision to congratulate him. Come on.
Okay, look, everybody, including Joe Biden, needs to relax and take a Valium like my ex-wives do. Okay? So I called him. Big deal. It didn't cost taxpayers any money. I have 3 minutes on my friends and authoritarian dictators plan. Okay? Look, he got 74% of the vote. 74%! And his campaign slogan was so simple. So simple. Vote for me, or I will kill you. And from what I heard, someone over there stuffed the ballot boxes with the bodies of three other candidates in the race.
Oh, no.
Talk about a landslide. But I'm going to reserve judgment until I talk to Pootie. Excuse me, Dr. Ben Carson just walked in. What is it, Ben?
Sir, I was wondering if you could ask the show about the dining room furniture set. Would they be interested in buying it?
What do you say, guys? It's brand new, and Dr. Carson has to get rid of it.
You know what? Tell Dr. Carson thanks, but no thanks. We're going to take a pass.
I'm sure you could talk him down. By the way, did I tell you I'm naming Ben Carson my new Secretary of Transportation? Yeah, I figured he was better fit for that, the way he throws his wife under the bus. Hey, Ben, you like that one?
I see what you did there, sir.
Well, we should say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Donald Jr. going through a divorce because he cheated. How's he doing?
Look, I am so proud of Donnie. So proud. I really am. He finally popped his divorce cherry. He's now a real Trump. He got the first one out of the way. The next one's so much easier, believe me. Yep, the first divorce. It's like a bar mitzvah for a Trump. You know, it's the day you become a man. I can remember my last two like it was yesterday.
Yeah,
I bet.
He had the affair with Apprentice, what was her name? Aubrey O'Day, while his wife was pregnant with their third child.
Oh, awful.
That's crazy, man.
When I heard the news that Don Jr. slept with her, I was very, let's say, relieved to hear it wasn't Gary Busey or Meatloaf. That would have been tough to explain to the grandkids. But look, that's ancient history, and Donnie was absolutely in love with my daughter-in-law. What's her name? But to her credit, she gave birth to 5 of my grandkids, and she really keeps everything tight as a drum. I mean, tremendous figure. And I really believe now that they're separated and she's so vulnerable. You know what? As soon as we finish up here, I got to make another.
All right. Well, this is a good time. We'll switch topics again. So, Stormy Daniels, she took that polygraph, and her responses were found to be truthful, including the part where she said she had unprotected sex with you. Any comment?
Look, she made it all up. It's all fake, just like her chest. Frankly, I think the real test was the polygraph straps not breaking from the pressure of her huge tatas. That I can tell you.
Well, now you're suing her for $20 million, right?
That's right, and we're going to collect, believe me. $20 million is nothing for an amazing actress like Stormy. All she's got to do is, like, be in 85 more pornos, and she should only take a month to do that. Well, amazing work ethic, I'll give her that.
Well, let's count here, all right? We've got the porn star,
right?
The former Playboy playmate,
liar,
former apprentice contestant,
loser.
They're all coming with lawsuits, all related to these encounters. Why do you have such a hard time letting these women, their voices be heard here?
Look, I blame it all on the founding fathers, okay? Why could they not have seen this coming? Why? And put a clause in the Constitution that allows the president to issue non-disclosure agreements to all his alleged mistresses. It's really sad. It's a sad day for America.
Well, come on. Let's be honest here. Your presidency has sure seen its share of distractions. Now, do you think that this whole Facebook scandal is going to change how social media is used, let's say, in the next election, like collecting users' data, like with the help of Cambridge Analytica?
Cambridge Analytica? Isn't that a character from the Harry Potter movies? Before I give you an answer, I'll have to ask my son, Barron.
Well, thanks for calling, President Trump.
Stay huge, dirt and smelly it.